The confidence trick that works in every situation. Confidence is the invisible force that separates success from failure, action from hesitation, and growth from stagnation. We've all experienced moments where our confidence wavered precisely when we needed it most, before an important presentation, during a challenging conversation, or when facing a significant life decision. But what if there was one reliable confidence trick that worked regardless of the situation? A psychological technique so powerful and versatile that it could transform your performance in virtually any scenario. The good news is that such a technique exists, and it's backed by decades of research in behavioral psychology. What's even more remarkable is that this confidence trick doesn't require you to become someone else, it simply unlocks the potential that already exists within you. As research published in Science Focus reveals, confidence is not an innate trait but a learnable skill that can be taught and mastered through specific psychological techniques. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore the act as if principle, the universal confidence trick that works in every situation, and provide you with actionable strategies to implement it in your daily life. By the end of this article, you'll understand how to access unshakable confidence on demand, regardless of the challenges you face. Understanding the act as if principle, the science behind the magic. The act as if principle is deceptively simple. Behave as if you already possess the confidence you desire, and your mind and body will follow suit. This isn't just positive thinking or empty affirmations, it's a scientifically validated psychological phenomenon rooted in the bidirectional relationship between our behaviors and our internal states. William James, the father of American psychology, first articulated this concept when he wrote, "Action seems to follow feeling, but really action and feeling go together, and by regulating the action, which is under the more direct control of the will, we can indirectly regulate the feeling, which is not." In simpler terms, you don't have to wait until you feel confident to act confidently. By adopting the external behaviors of confidence, you trigger the corresponding internal emotional state. This principle works because of several psychological mechanisms. Embodied cognition, the way we hold and move our bodies, directly influences our thoughts and emotions. Self-perception theory, we infer our internal states partly by observing our own behavior. Neural pathways, repeatedly acting in a certain way strengthens the neural connections associated with that behavior. Feedback loops, when we act confidently, others respond to us differently, reinforcing our confident behavior. A fascinating study explored in this YouTube video demonstrates how adopting confident body language for just 2 minutes can significantly increase testosterone, the confidence hormone, and decrease cortisol, the stress hormone. This physiological change doesn't just make you feel more confident, it fundamentally alters your biochemistry to support confident performance. The universal applicability, why this trick works everywhere. What makes the act as if principle so remarkable is its versatility. Unlike situation-specific techniques that might work in one context but fail in another, this confidence trick transcends environments, cultures, and scenarios. Whether you're delivering a high-stakes presentation, navigating a difficult conversation with a loved one, interviewing for your dream job, meeting new people at a social event, making an important business decision, learning a new skill outside your comfort zone, the principle remains effective because it doesn't depend on external circumstances. It works by changing your internal state, which then influences how you engage with any situation. As this insightful INSTAgram reel demonstrates, the same confidence technique can be applied across vastly different scenarios with consistent results. The universality of this approach stems from the fact that human psychology operates on similar principles regardless of the specific challenge. Our brains don't distinguish between presentation confidence and social confidence, the same neurological and hormonal systems are at play. By tapping into these fundamental systems, the act as if principle provides a skeleton key that unlocks confident performance in any domain. How to implement the act as if principle? A step-by-step approach. Moving from theory to practice, let's explore exactly how to implement this powerful confidence trick in your daily life. The beauty of this approach is that it doesn't require months of preparation. You can begin using it immediately and experience results almost instantly. 1. Identify your confidence role model. Start by selecting someone whose confidence you admire in the specific domain where you want to improve. This could be a public figure, a colleague, a friend, or even a fictional character. The key is to choose someone whose confident behavior you can observe and analyze in detail. What makes them appear confident? How do they speak, move, and respond to challenges? Creating a mental template of confident behavior gives you a blueprint to follow. 2. Adopt confident body language. Physical posture is perhaps the fastest way to trigger the confidence response. Research shows that expansive, open body language directly impacts your hormonal balance and psychological state. Practice these physical adjustments. Stand tall with shoulders back, but not rigidly. Maintain comfortable eye contact. Use deliberate, measured movements. Take up appropriate space, avoid making yourself small. Breathe deeply from your diaphragm. Even if you feel nervous internally, maintaining these physical patterns sends powerful signals to your brain that trigger the confidence response. This detailed YouTube guide offers excellent demonstrations of how subtle adjustments in posture can dramatically change how confident you feel and appear. 3. Modify your speech patterns. Confident communication has distinct characteristics that you can intentionally adopt. Speak at a measured pace, slightly slower than you might naturally. Reduce filler words, like, you know. Use deliberate pauses instead of rushing. Lower your vocal pitch slightly. End statements definitively rather than with upward inflections. Eliminate apologetic language when it's not necessary. These verbal adjustments not only make you sound more confident to others but actually trigger internal changes in how confident you feel. Experts in public speaking emphasize that voice modulation is one of the most powerful tools for projecting and generating authentic confidence. 4. Prepare and practice the specific skills. Confidence is partially based on competence. While the act as if principle can create immediate changes in your confidence, pairing it with actual skill development creates a powerful upward spiral. Identify the specific abilities needed in your target situation and dedicate time to practicing them. For presentations, practice your material until it feels natural. For social settings, prepare thoughtful questions and conversation starters. For leadership roles, study effective leadership communication habits that build loyalty. For negotiations, research and rehearse your key points and potential responses. The combination of acting as if and actual preparation creates authentic confidence that's sustainable over the long term. 5. Create a confidence ritual. Many top performers develop pre-performance rituals that trigger their confidence state on demand. These rituals serve as psychological anchors that help you transition into your confident mindset. Your ritual might include a specific power pose held for 2 minutes. A visualization exercise where you see yourself succeeding. A personal mantra or affirmation that resonates with you. A particular piece of music that energizes you. A brief breathing exercise to center yourself. The key is consistency. By performing the same ritual before confidence-demanding situations, you create a strong neurological association that automatically triggers your confidence state. As demonstrated in this video, even world-class performers use these types of rituals to access their optimal psychological states on demand. The act as if principle in professional settings. The workplace often demands peak confidence, whether you're leading a team, presenting to clients, or navigating complex organizational dynamics. Applying the act as if principle in professional environments requires nuanced implementation tailored to business contexts. In leadership and management, leaders are constantly under scrutiny, with their confidence, or lack thereof, having ripple effects throughout their teams. When leaders act with confidence, they create psychological safety and inspire those around them. This doesn't mean projecting an image of infallibility, rather, it means approaching challenges with a grounded belief in your capacity to navigate them successfully. Effective leaders know that asking powerful questions that change minds is a sign of confidence, not weakness. By acting as if you are comfortable with complexity and uncertainty, you develop the actual capacity to thrive in those conditions. This creates a positive cycle where perceived confidence leads to better outcomes, which in turn builds genuine confidence. In presentations and public speaking, few professional activities trigger confidence crises like public speaking. The act as if principle is particularly powerful in this domain because audience perception is heavily influenced by your apparent confidence level. Research shows that audiences rate speakers who display confident behaviors as more knowledgeable, trustworthy, and persuasive even when the content remains identical. Before your next presentation, take 5 minutes to find a private space, even a bathroom stall works. Stand in a power pose with arms raised in a V shape or hands on hips. Breathe deeply while maintaining this posture. Visualize yourself delivering with calm authority. Recite a personal confidence trigger phrase. This brief ritual activates the physiological confidence response, making your subsequent performance noticeably more impactful. Communication experts consistently emphasize that embodied confidence techniques produce immediate improvements in presentation effectiveness. The act as if principle in social settings. Social confidence often feels more elusive than professional confidence because the rules of engagement seem less defined. However, the act as if principle is equally effective in social contexts, from casual gatherings to networking events to dating scenarios. In networking and new relationships, many people approach networking with dread, seeing it as a necessary evil rather than an opportunity for connection. By acting as if you are comfortable initiating conversations and building rapport, you create a self-fulfilling prophecy where positive social interactions reinforce your confidence. Start with these actionable steps. Position your body as if you are at ease in the environment. Approach conversations with genuine curiosity rather than self-consciousness. Ask open-ended questions that demonstrate interest in others. Practice active listening instead of worrying about what to say next. Focus outward on making others comfortable rather than inward on your own anxiety. This outward focus is particularly powerful because it redirects your attention away from self-doubt and toward positive social engagement. As communication research has shown, confidence in social settings is often more about being present and engaged than about performing perfectly. In challenging social dynamics, even the most confident individuals encounter difficult social situations, conflicts, rejections, or environments where they feel like outsiders. The act as if principle provides a reliable framework for navigating these challenges with grace. When faced with social adversity, act as if you have the resilience to handle whatever outcome emerges. This doesn't mean pretending problems don't exist, it means approaching them with the assumption that you have the inner resources to respond effectively. By embodying this confident resilience, you access creative problem-solving abilities that remain blocked when you are consumed by anxiety. Overcoming the imposter syndrome obstacle. The most common objection to the act as if principle is the fear of being exposed as a fraud. This concern, known as imposter syndrome, affects even highly accomplished individuals. The worry typically sounds something like, "If I act confident when I don't feel confident, aren't I just being fake?" This concern misunderstands both the nature of confidence and the mechanism of the act as if principle. Authentic confidence isn't the absence of doubt, it's the ability to act effectively despite doubt. By acting as if you are confident, you're not pretending to have skills you lack, you're accessing the capabilities you already possess but which anxiety normally blocks. Consider these reframing perspectives. You're not faking confidence, you're practicing it. Everyone experiences doubt, confident people simply don't let it control their actions. The brain can't distinguish between confidence that started externally versus internally. Acting confident despite fear is the definition of courage, not fakery. With consistent practice, the gap between acting as if and being confident naturally closes. The external behaviors trigger internal changes, creating a new baseline of genuine confidence that becomes your default state rather than something you need to consciously access. The ethical dimension, confidence without arrogance. A legitimate concern about confidence techniques is the risk of developing arrogance rather than authentic confidence. This distinction is crucial. While confidence empowers both you and others, arrogance diminishes those around you to elevate yourself. True confidence has several key characteristics that distinguish it from arrogance. It acknowledges limitations while focusing on strengths. It's comfortable with saying "I don't know" when appropriate. It celebrates others' successes rather than feeling threatened by them. It's rooted in self-awareness rather than self-inflation. It seeks growth rather than validation. When implementing the act as if principle, intentionally model these aspects of healthy confidence. Act as if you are secure enough to admit mistakes, curious enough to keep learning, and generous enough to help others shine. This ethical approach ensures that your growing confidence benefits not only you but everyone you interact with. Maintaining confidence through setbacks. No confidence technique, however powerful, can eliminate failure and rejection from your life. The true test of the act as if principle is not whether it helps you in optimal conditions, but whether it sustains you through inevitable setbacks. When you encounter failure while practicing this technique, it's essential to separate performance from identity. A single failure doesn't make you unconfident. Focus on behavioral adjustment rather than internal criticism. Treat setbacks as data points for improvement, not evidence of inadequacy. Immediately re-engage with the act as if principle after a setback. Connect with your confidence role models and note how they handle failures. The most powerful aspect of this confidence trick is its renewable nature. You can activate it anew in each moment, regardless of what happened in the past. This makes it a particularly resilient approach to building lasting confidence that withstands life's inevitable ups and downs. Conclusion. The act as if principle stands as the universal confidence trick that works in every situation because it addresses confidence at its core, the mind-body connection that determines how we show up in the world. By externally embodying confidence through intentional physical, verbal, and mental adjustments, you create internal shifts that transform your experience and performance across all domains of life. This approach works whether you're stepping into a leadership role, building new relationships, pursuing ambitious goals, navigating challenging transitions, recovering from setbacks, developing new skills. The power of acting as if you are already confident lies in its ability to create a positive feedback loop. Confident behavior leads to better outcomes, which reinforce your belief in your capabilities, which in turn makes confident behavior more natural. Over time, what begins as a conscious technique becomes an authentic expression of your expanding capabilities. Remember that confidence is not a fixed trait but a learnable skill, one that you can develop through consistent practice of the principles outlined in this guide. By approaching confidence as a behavior rather than a feeling, you gain control over this critical aspect of your personal and professional effectiveness. The next time you face a situation that challenges your confidence, whether it's a crucial presentation, a difficult conversation, or a new endeavor, remember this universal trick: act as if you already possess the confidence you seek, and your mind and body will follow, creating the very reality you're envisioning.